Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's time for War of the Roses. Now, if you're new to our show, this is how it works. We're going to talk to Paige. Paige thinks her boyfriend or husband. Paige, are we talking about your boyfriend or your husband?
He's my husband.
Okay, so Paige thinks her husband's cheating on her. So she's going to explain to us why she thinks that. Then Kyle on our show is going to go deep undercover, pretending to work for a flower shop. She's going to call Paige's husband. Tell Paige's husband that he won a dozen red roses, romantic red roses. And she wants to find out who he wants to send them to. They're very romantic. So what he puts on the card is very important because it's usually something very loving, very romantic, very sexual it could be. Then we find out who he wants to send them to. What name does he put on the card? Hopefully he puts them to his beautiful wife, Paige. But we'll find out. Paige, welcome to War of the Roses. Tell us your situation.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. And gosh, I hope I'm just being over emotional and paranoid about my husband, but we just had a baby. I am pretty sure he's cheating on me or trying to like put himself out there to cheat because he is just putting all these pictures up on social media of me that are so ugly. Okay, you guys, like as in, we just had a baby, like I said, 2 months ago, and he posted a picture of the three of us, our daughter Stella, and him and me, and like my hair's all like crusty because I was like sweating, and I have like dark circles under my eyes, and like my boobs are like hanging out, and he's like putting this all on social media, and he looks great in like every picture. Like my husband is so hot. You know, I mean, I think people would refer to him as like a dilf, you know, because he's so f-ing hot. Mm, but whoa. You guys, I look like in every picture. He knows I don't like these pictures. And I'm telling him like, babe, like, I don't look good. Like, don't put this out. Like, diamonds are not forever, you guys. Social media is forever.
Oh.
Okay. And I feel like, I mean, I know I'm emotional because of like just having a baby and all the, like, the hormones, but like we're not having sex, you know, because I'm still like healing and everything. And I don't know, I just feel like he's gone a lot for work, and it's like, you guys, I don't know, I'm freaking out.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations on your baby. That's such an exciting time. It's also a really difficult time because it's a huge transition in your life. And you, I mean, I think it's, for me personally, like right after I had both my kids, I probably felt the most vulnerable that I've ever felt in my life.
Wow.
Looks wise, because your body changes so much. It is ridiculous and totally unfair that you men don't have to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
So I sympathize with how you're feeling. Also, second of all, I would kill my husband if he did that. Like, especially, especially like, oh, I'm glad you look good in that photo. How about maybe approve that with me before you put that out there? Especially because you told him not to. I would be like, oh, honey, that's not okay.
You know, it sounds like it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, but I get that you think you don't look good in those pictures, but he probably thinks that you
matter.
Look amazing
she
and that you
asked
look beautiful.
Him not to post them.
I know, but he could be so proud of everything, of everything that they're going through.
100%.
Especially after having a baby.
But Suzette, if you ask Mr. Baby to do something, like not post or maybe get the groceries and put them away, and he didn't, you would be upset.
When it comes to pictures, I've posted hideous pictures of myself. And
you have?
Yes. And he's posted.
I'm just kidding.
Like, we dressed up as Rick and Morty, and I was Morty. Like, we have posted. I mean, I just don't care.
Yeah, but you're on purpose looking like something.
Yeah.
He's talking about pictures that you
wait till you have a baby and weird parts of your body are sticking out and you just feel like crap as it is.
But do you feel like that's him? Like, it's pretty out there, don't you think, to think I'm going to post ugly pictures of my wife to impress another girl? I don't know the guys would think like that.
That's where I was going. What about that makes you think he's cheating? You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's totally clueless, and maybe, like Suzette said, he is proud of you, even though you don't feel like, you know, proud of what you look like or whatever right now. But to jump to he's cheating because of that, that's where I'm more interested in seeing like where you're coming from.
I think it's like he never cared about how he looked on social media. He never even posted. And so now for him to like post pictures where every picture he looks good, like he looks amazing. And then it's like, there I am, just 17 chins and my fat arm and all, like, I think it's a combination of not having had sex in like 2 months. Him always still, you know, working late. You know, he takes business trips. And then this whole, like, now I'm on social media looking all good. And then there's my haggard wife. You know, like, I just don't know if he's trying to paint a picture, like, look, I don't know. You guys are freaking out.
Well, if he's advertising to a girl that he's seeing, I don't know how it helps that he's got his wife in the picture.
Yeah, and he just had a baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, like, if he's looking good in the picture, he would post it by himself, mm-hmm. I would think.
Now, but if you are trying to creep, if you're the other woman, let's just say, you may judge, oh, his wife is not even cute. Like, know, I don't know.
Yes, girl, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, he's trying, like, I've heard of stories where the guy, like, paints his life out to be just, like, awful. And, oh, my wife and I never have sex. And she's this and she's that. And okay. That's not really what it's like. And, like, what if he's trying to do that? I mean, God, right. We haven't been having sex, but.
Okay. Oh, he's okay, real quick, before we get him on the phone, is his social media, is it mostly him with selfies? Like, it's, you know what I mean? Or is it like, well, here's my wife and my baby. It's always his face and you guys in the background, or just him?
Yes. Yes. And before we had the baby, like, he was not on social media at all. And I don't want to put his name on blast or whatever, but like, even his Instagram name is like, kind of like, right. Like, it's kind of has to do with being like a hot dad. Like, it's, I don't want to put it out there because I don't want people to go to his Instagram.
Okay. But you don't have to put it on there.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Okay.
I just feel like he's creating this like online persona and he doesn't even care at all like how I feel, and that's not him, so that's why I feel like something's changed.
Okay, we'll get him on the phone. What's his first name?
It's Andrew.
All right, we'll get Andrew on the line. We'll tell him he won a dozen red roses and we'll see who he sends them to. Does he send them to his wife who just had a baby, or does he send them to some side piece? We'll find out. War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You've got Paige, who is married to Andrew. Paige just had a baby, I'm assuming 2 months ago, because you said you haven't had sex in 2 months, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And the thing is, your husband's been posting all these pictures where in the picture he looks great and you look bad. You say you look really bad in the pictures. Now you're thinking maybe he's seeing somebody else. And he's never really been a big fan of social media, but all of a sudden since you've had the baby, lots of pictures on social media, lots of selfies where he looks really good. He's been going on a lot of business trips, and now you're just suspicious. Now we've done War of the Roses before where the woman, the girlfriend or the wife just goes, I just got a feeling. And sure enough, he was cheating. I think there's nothing more powerful than women's intuition. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful. So, but you've got stuff to go on too. So, we're going to call Andrew. How long you guys been married, Paige?
6 years.
6 years.
Almost seven. Almost seven, actually. Yeah.
There is a famous saying called the 7 year itch.
Oh, have you heard of that? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in 7 years.
Seven years.
Don't freak
is like,
her out even more.
Is when both couples start to go, oh, I'm sick of you.
Oof.
Oh, my God. You guys, I don't want to. I'm just bracing myself. I'm literally feeding my baby right now. Oh, I don't want to like start screaming if he. Oh, God. Okay.
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 I hope he sends the flowers to Paige.
Hello.
Hi there. Is Andrew available?
Is it he?
Perfect. It's kind of your lucky name. So my name, it's your lucky day. I'm just so excited to give you this amazing deal. So my name is Astrid. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. You've been chosen to be our micro influencer. So Andrew, what this means for you is you get to send our Pure Passion bouquet, which is a dozen red roses, to surprise someone special in your life. And all we ask in return is that you share us on whatever social media platform you like the best or use the most. In turn, you know, we get the word out. We get a little marketing out of it, and you don't have to pay to send someone beautiful romantic red roses.
And there's no like catch or anything?
I mean, tiny catch, I will need a little bit of information from you, but no credit card or personal anything. I do need to get a message from you. We're going to send the flowers out with like a little card, and that's your chance to personalize it. Now, I say it can be personalized because some people get fun and flirty and sexy and whatever, but that's really the only catch.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so
I'm okay with that.
I've got the card here ready and waiting. We'll start with the message that you want to write on it, and then we will get to like, you know, who you're sending it to and the address and all that.
Let's just do, you are my superwoman.
My Superwoman. That's sweet. Do you want like a love, Andrew?
Yeah, we can go with that.
Okay. And Andrew, who do you want to send these to?
Paige.
Oh, okay.
Really?
What's going on?
I'm so sorry. Okay, so, well, everybody's here. Kyle's here, Sanjay, Rich, everybody. I have you on the radio right now.
Why?
Oh, guys, help me out here. Now I feel weird.
Well, Andrew, your wife's feeling a little vulnerable right now. So let's lead with that and a kind, graceful heart. But she thought because of what you've been posting on social media and things haven't been romantic between you two that maybe you were cheating on her.
Why would you think that?
Babe, because all you've been doing like for the last like 2 months is posting all these like seriously hideous photos of me with like circles under my eyes and like crusty hair and like my boob hanging out and... You look great in every picture, babe. Like, you are so handsome. I love you, and I'm glad I married a DILF. But seriously, like, I don't know. I just thought you were trying to, like, impress other women or, like, paint your home life out to be that you have this, like, homely, you know, new wife, mom thing and that you weren't, like, happy and that you deserve better.
I like, you know, posting on social media here and there, as everyone does, but... I post it because you look great in them, babe. And, like, especially...
Hey, I don't look great,
like,
though.
How your boobs look in all photos. Like, it's just incredible. It's, like, erotic to even think about.
Oh. He loves her.
Erotic.
Wait. So
I love her, and I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I'm more in love with you than I ever have been. And I feel terrible that you thought I was cheating on you and that... Anything wavered.
So it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, where the woman who just had the baby doesn't feel attractive. I actually have a picture. I know Kyle and I aren't married, but one of my favorite photos of you I have saved. It was right after you had a baby. I was
like,
this
picture. Look like I'm on drugs.
You said you don't like it. I've showed it to you. I go, I love this picture. And you go, oh my God, I just had a baby then. I look terrible. And I'm like, I love this picture.
I think it is important for you guys to listen to each other. You know, if she is really bothered about like a certain photo, like maybe it's not that bad to take it down. But also he's telling you all these beautiful things, Paige, that, you know, I know it's hard right now with your hormones and everything, but try to listen to what he's telling you. He's trying to help you feel better.
But also sounds like she's not happy with any photo that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah. It's like she's going through this hormone stage that Kyle said you go through.
Yeah, of course.
Also, the thing is like, Paige, you're focusing on like how you look overall, and it sounds like Andrew's really just focusing on your boobs. So he may not notice the rest of the picture, which, you know,
no,
like you said, is easy to do.
It's one of her assets that I love.
You're so sweet, babe. I love you. Can we just like... For my sanity, I mean, I'm home with Stella like 24/7. I'm not even sleeping, you know, and I'm like stressed out about other things. So for my sanity and my new motherhood, obviously emotional roller coaster, can we just like decide on pictures together that you're going to post? Like, can you at least moving forward, just can we do that, please?
Sure. I'll clear them with you. Oh. I just know that the photos I was posting, I love.
Oh.
Sounds good. Thank you guys for going on there with us. You're a beautiful couple. Congratulations on your family.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Can you still send me some roses? I feel like I need them.
Oh, yeah, yes. We should.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Right. Well, red is her favorite color.
So hold on. We'll get you your address and we'll give you your address and we'll send our flowers to ourselves. Hold on. War of the Roses.